What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the host committee's booth on Media Row, sponsored by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. We thank them for their participation. And we are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell.
You got to be worn out.
Not yet. I'm pacing myself.
I walked into the dome last evening, walked right into Billy as I was entering, and you were leaving, headed to something else afterwards. Yeah.
It's a busy week, but a great opportunity to visit with so many people, and what an opportunity for Louisiana.
So last night's event was interesting. A lot of folks were coming in and out, a lot of kids, a lot of families. It seemed like we're all having a good time.
It really is. You know, this event here, when we were in Las Vegas last year, I walked into the media facility, and I'm like, wow. I remember back the last Super Bowl, it was about less than half the size.
Right.
Now with podcast, sports betting, 6,000 media in here, I beg the convention center, let us serve Louisiana seafood. That convention food in Las Vegas was horrible. So I want Montana, when y'all interviewing him, to make sure he's eating. I don't know who's going to win the game, but this catfish or this gumbo, you got to try some. So what an opportunity all week to have all these media people eating Louisiana food, visiting with our folks, feeling that Southern hospitality. We can't afford a commercial for the big game, but we surely can get a lot of plugs leading up to it with all these media from around the world.
Well, and what you're doing tonight is going to have to help with that party for all 6,000 credentialed media, throwing a party over at Mardi Gras World like they've probably, unless they've been to New Orleans for a Super Bowl before, probably never experienced.
Absolutely. You know, and we've got all our great chefs cooking the food. It's not only the food, it's the personality that they bring with the food that makes it really special. So we're blessed to have that. And then the parade. You know, we have a Louisiana tourism float. We have sports riders from around the country riding that float to write about being in a Mardi Gras parade. And something the other Super Bowls can't offer is bringing a parade of that caliber and then benefiting Children's Hospital. So a lot of great events happening. Tomorrow we'll be honoring Terry Bradshaw at Tulane. Terry Bradshaw Day. So
Louisiana native.
Yeah, highlighting some of those great Louisiana athletes that have made Louisiana proud.
La Tech, great. They tell me when he was up there playing ball, people would travel Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana to see him play.
You know, it's that personality larger than life. I remember at the House of Blues, I outbid Peyton Manning to buy the helmet that was pulled off the Jets player. Kyle Dirty signed it to me. Mm-hmm. He auctioned it off that night, and I spent more money than I could afford to buy the helmet. But Terry Bradshaw has always stepped up for those charity events at the Super Bowls, but year-round, doing great things for charity. And that's the one thing I remember, besides his great career, how much he loved Louisiana, but how he's always given back at all these events year-round around the country that makes Louisiana proud that he's from here.
And even now when he's on television, he always sings Louisiana's praises whenever given an opportunity. I know he spends most of his time elsewhere because that's where his job is, but you know he still loves to come home and he talks so fondly about the state.
Yeah, I had to call my friend Drake Mills, who's president of the bank up in Ruston. Well, they're all over now. with James Davison, and they're good friends. And I said, give me some things to dog him about. He said, ask him how much he loves fried chicken. It's an inside joke I'll tell you about later, but watch him blush. So I'll have to hit him with that one tomorrow.
Now, is he here today?
I don't know if he's in here today, but he's going to be at Tulane tomorrow. If I see him, I'll send him your way.
Yeah, because I thought I overheard someone say that he was going to be in the media center today, but maybe not.
Well, last year I was in awe at the media center. Not only Montana, Joe Namath, all these great stars, but The Rock and a lot of celebrities that I didn't know who they were, but people were pointing them out that they get them to come in and give their 2 cents on the game. The Rock had a whole group following him around, and you know he had a few interviews. So, yeah, you'll see some superstars in here all week.
I know you've been doing a lot of work internationally because international travel's an opportunity for us. There's a huge representation of international media here.
You know, this event is worldwide. I tell you, about a year and a half ago when I met with Ms. Benson and she said, Billy, I want your help to light up the cathedral, the presbytery, and the Jackson Square and the Cabildo. And I thought she meant a few lights. I said, sure, Ms. Benson, we'll help you with that. Wow. I never dreamed what she had in mind. That thing has already gone viral around the world. People are sending it back from Canada, from all over. So the people are sharing that incredible light show. Look, if you're within drive distance, you got to make it out to Jackson Square and see it. It's like a Disney presentation. We'll be there at a little event at the Cabildo Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. And at 6:15, we'll walk out to Cabildo to watch the show at 6:30. It's something everybody ought to see.
And it won't be there for after the Super Bowl.
No, that was a tough thing. You know, we put up a bunch of money, the NFL, Ms. Benson.
That's a lot of money.
That's a million-dollar show for 1 week. I begged them, could we leave it in place for a year? That would help me out. Nope, it's only a week. But it'll be a lot of videos. It's already going viral around the world. So what a great way. And that picture from the riverfront there is one of the top 10 pictures in the world that makes it all over the world. When people come here, they take that iconic picture and share it with the world. So it's a great opportunity, again, to share New Orleans with the world with this great event coming up.
So many different things going on. It's just absolutely incredible. But it's like the culmination for you because you've been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Well, we won the bid, 7 years ago?
Yeah, and you know, last year we put up some billboards all over Las Vegas say, look, the Super Bowl might be here, but the party's always in New Orleans. See you next year. The NFL made us move them from around the stadium. They thought we were taking away from the game. So we moved them to a couple billboards on the Strip. And so we got a lot of laughs in Vegas. They're like, look, you're already promoting New Orleans next year. I said, hey, if you're out here, we want you thinking about coming. You don't have to wait till the Super Bowl. So we got a lot of good press out of that. That was my idea. A few people beat up on me about it, but it got its point across. It made
if they're not
think
beating up
it.
On you, that means you're not doing anything.
You're right.
Real quickly, you've been breaking records. I know that the pandemic interfered with the trajectory, but we're breaking records now, and this has got to only just push us into new stratospheric territory.
I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction, Newell, on your show here today, that this year we will break the record. The fifth record-breaking year, the 2019, we had 53 million people left behind $1.9 billion in taxes. It's over $1,100 per Louisiana family you and I have to pay. Last year, last year we're still waiting on the numbers. Year before that was about $44 million. But I think this year we'll be back breaking the record with this, Mardi Gras, and all the excitement around all the things like Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, and those 400 fairs and festivals. This year, Bacchus, finally I got a major crew to highlight all the fairs and festivals. So each float in Bacchus will be the strawberry, the orange, the seafood fest. So as those parades going down on TV, they'll be talking about those fairs and festivals all over Louisiana. A great way to market all those fairs and festivals.
No better way to leverage, right?
And I'll be riding hopefully on the float behind Shaquille O'Neal. I don't have to ride next to him.
Well, if you're behind him, you won't see anything.
Yeah, I know.
He blocks the whole view.
I know, so it'll be a great event.
Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser with us here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen. We're coming to you live from the host committee booth here on Media Row. We're back after this.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa K.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.